Radio Gdańsk English News.
Read by Martin Karen. The headlines this Friday, September 16th, 2022. Poland offers second COVID-19 boosters to general population. Poland set to launch Navy exercises in Baltic Sea. And Polish inflation at 16.1% in August. Good afternoon. The Polish government is set to offer Poles a second COVID-19 booster in plans by the Health Ministry. The booster will be offered to people over 12-year-old and is available from today. A minister gave assurances that COVID-19 drugs, molnupiravir and Paxlovid, were being provided to hospitals treating coronavirus patients from at-risk groups. For these groups, a second booster dose was rolled out earlier this year. The health minister added that the second booster vaccination would be made with a new vaccine directed against the Omicron variant in the BA1 version. In May, Poland downgraded its classification of the COVID-19 pandemic, lifting a state of epidemic and announcing a state of epidemic threat instead. Inflation in Poland in August stood at 16.1% year-on-year terms. The figures are reported by the country's statistics office yesterday. Figures mean that inflation in Poland is still rising month on month, despite measures by the country to rein it in. The Polish Central Bank's Monetary Policy Council this month raised key interest rates for the 11th consecutive time in a bid to tame inflation. Naval ships from four Baltic countries are due to take part in military exercises in the Baltic from today. Nearly 20 ships from Poland, Lithuania, Latvia and Estonia will take part in this year's exercises. A spokesman for Poland's Marine Operations Centre said in a statement that the manoeuvres will be supported by Air Force aircraft and helicopters, special forces and specialised shore units. He added that this year's manoeuvres will comprehensively implement the operation of protecting shipping routes, preventing the country from being blockaded from the sea, and ensuring the free flow of goods to allied countries. And finally, this weekend marks World Cleanup Day, an annual global social action programme aimed at combating the global solid waste problem, including the problem of marine debris. In Gdańsk and surrounding areas, events are being organised to clean up parks, forests and beaches. This year's event is organised by the Mayor Foundation. Research shows that an average of 50 to 300 pieces of marine litter can be found on every 100 metres of beach, 70% of which is plastic. Events will be held on Saturday from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at the piers at Brzeżno and Gdynia Orłowo, with smaller events taking place around the cities.
The weather.
Today will be a cloudy day with sunny spells and light rain showers in a fresh breeze and temperatures of 14 degrees centigrade, 57 degrees Fahrenheit during the day and 9 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will continue showery in a moderate breeze and temperatures of 15 degrees during the day and 8 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.